So we're still in our Erev Shabbos Aveda. I want to thank Josh Weinberg again for sponsoring today's shir. Shakayach. So we're holding an Erev Shabbos, and one of the big inyanim, which really does not get proper attention and understanding, is the inyan of Shtaymek of Echa Targum. And as we'll see, Mitz Hashem, that there's a very beautiful Nakuda Plimi here, a few of them, and we should begin with the words of the Gemara, which we have in front of us. Ambrachas tafchas samar aleph. Amar Rafuna bar Yehuda Mervami, la'olam yashlam adam parshiyos avim hatzibor. That a person should see to it that he's mashlam the parsha with the tzibor, the hand of the parsha of that week. Shnayim mikra ve'echat targum. And then it says, afilu ataros v'divon. And even the pasuk of ataros v'divon, and it's questionable why this pasuk is chosen, obviously. That it's a skula for Arichas Yamim. In fact, I remember that when Rav Yashiv Zechut Tzadik Livracha was not well, and he was in the hospital in his later years, so when he woke up from whatever state he was in, I forget if it was a coma, whatever it was, so immediately he grabbed the chumash and he started doing Shnai Mikra. So they asked him why. So he said, it's a Mefurash Gemar. How often do you have a Gemar which tells you that you have a skula for Arichas Yamim? So he saw that he was in an Ace Tzara. So this is somebody who has very real Amunas Chachamim, obviously. So he started with Shnai Mikra Vechatagam. Now, one of the difficulties of Shnai Mikra Vechatagam is that we try to dray and say, oh, it's not really a Chiyav. It's just a nice thing to do. The Gemara doesn't say it is. But it's pretty muskum, according to all the poskim, that this is a Chiyav on everyone, whether it's a Vachar, whether he's married, whether he's an Am Aretz, whether he's a Talmud Chacham of the highest order. It's a davar which is a chiyav. And there's many primis tikkunim in that. And it's something to be taken very seriously. There's many ways to do it. We'll speak about it, although we're not going to delve into the halacha shabai. We're going to deal more in the primis of it. You see here from the Shema Shleima, which is from Shlomo Karliner, a very, very great tzaddik. He writes beautifully, very interesting. Al-Shleisha Dvarim Tzarech Mesiris Nefesh Be'er Shabbos Kodesh. Person needs to be moiser nefesh for three things on Erev Shabbos. What are they? Unexpected. Lavor hasedr shnai mikra vechatagum, to do shnai mikra. Lakitza tzatzipornayim, to cut the nails. And three, lishoin kitzas, to take a nap. It's hard to find time for these things, right? Kind of. But you see, whatever this means, that a Jew has to be moiser nefesh, it comes to show us the importance that these are not just staminyonim, and as we'll see, that the whole Avodah of Erev Shabbos is a hachana for Shabbos. That what takes place on Shabbos depends on the Avodah that Chazal delineated to be done on Erev Shabbos. So what we need to do as we go through this is to understand, as we'll see, and as you can already see, on the fourth Maimakam here, which is from the Arizal, Tikrish Shnai Mirka Vechatargum, it should be done on Yom HaShishi, Ki Zegam Kein Hachanas Shishi L'Yom HaShabbos. There's two things. The Shnai Mikra Vechatagam, as we see it, as a Kriyas HaTorah Dika Halacha, or perhaps as a Liman HaTorah Dika Halacha. But in Primius, the Inyan of Shnai Mikra Vechatagam is an Erev Shabbos Inyan. It's a Shabbos-related davar. And with that being said, as we know from the Gemara, that if one can't complete Shnai Mikra Vechatagam on Erev Shabbos, he should do so Shabbos morning, before having Challah at the Shabbos Suda. In fact, the Peleoitz writes that the Iker time, of course, is to do so on Erev Shabbos. Many people are busy with their Parnasa, and that's what he means, really, the Pshlomo Karliner, that it takes Mesiris Nefesh. It takes Mesiris Nefesh if you're a working man to do it on Erev Shabbos amongst all the tirdas you have to do. You have to wake up very early, the poskim say, to do it, if possible. Or late at night, Friday night. But that's already in the Shabbos world. Really, it's an Erev Shabbos Dikadover. So he says that people who are Torah in their Parnasa, so for them, Shabbos morning is perhaps the opportune time. If a person has time on Erev Shabbos, if he has the schus to be able to sit and learn, he has some yeshiva das, so he should see to it, to do Shnai Mikra Vechatagam on Erev Shabbos. The Abt Rav, as you see in the third Ma'ariv Makom here, he said before he passed away, at the time that he was Nifrad Misfarav, I don't know what that means exactly, they were taking him out of the room maybe to die somewhere else. So he said, saying goodbye to his Sfarim, he held up the chumash and he said, "V'gam haChumash hazeh hu gam kin edus l'fnei sheichin shchakim. Let my chumash testify before the king of all kings, Shekarasi b'Torah b'chol Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, that I learned Torah from this Chumash every Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, v'karasi kol ha'parashta sh'tayim rikah v'chatargam b'kavona. Isn't that amazing that he said that? V'lo hinachti etzach ha'seiros v'yiseiros, and I was medactic in it. V'lo hinachti shum tam v'shum nekuda shel ha'karasi b'kavona. That I had the patience. We like to zip through sh'tayim rikah v'chatargam. But I had the patience to be medactic with every nigan, with every nekuda, with every kites. Takes a lot of mesiris nefesh. That's also part of the mesiris nefesh that Karlina is talking about. Not just to make the time, but to give it the time. Before we go further, we should, of course, explain the minig of the Arizal, since we're speaking Plinius here, when and how he did Shnai Mikra. So Rav Chaim Vital writes, Minhag Moi Arizal, Likro Parshas HaShavua B'chol Erev Shabbos, B'lei B'Shabbos. Like we explained, it's an Erev Shabbos Avoida. So he did so on Erev Shabbos. It's part of the Hachanas of Shabbos. Because he explained, this is the secret of V'heichin Rosh HaShiyaviyu B'yamav. This has to be brought before Shabbos, for Shabbos. By a Kari B'Sefer Torah Kasher, he would actually do so from an actual Sefer Torah. Rakim Haya Anis Gadol Ad Ma'ayid, there was a very great honest. Look at this. Oines Gadol Ad Ma'ayid, right? The Hainu B'Mesiris Nefesh. As Haya Kari Har Parashah B'Yam HaShabbos Achar Tfilah. Then he would do so Shachris, after Shachris, before eating, like Chazal tell us. From Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And then he would go to the mikveh, and he would say the Ari, "Ki acher shekara haparsha shel Shabbos." Now that we've done Shnai Mikra vechetargam, kvar yesh lechayilis lekabel Tosefes Shabbos. Oh, now we could be mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. Amnam koydim kriyas haparsha lahayatayvel. He felt that the tefila was dependent upon the Shnai Mikra vechetargam. So he would do so after the fourth hour, meaning into the fifth hour of the day, the secret of Hashishi, right? Hashishi is a hey and a vav. So the fifth hour and the sixth day is already shayach to Tosefes Shabbos. So then when he would complete Shnai Mikra then he would go to the mikveh again, afterwards. And again in Shara Kavanas, Minig Mari Harizal, Tekef b'simay tefila shachris yamav. He would go to shul after finish shachris. He would go to the base knesset, to the base of medrash. He would take out a sefer Torah, and then he would do shnei mikra vechetagam. By the way, the Arizal has a whole prescription on how to do shnei mikra vechetagam. It's very, very specific. It wasn't that he did it just on Erev Shabbos. He had a whole inyan to read 26 psukim on this day and 20 something psukim on this day. A whole inyan how he did so. For the most part, the tzaddikim by Talmid Baal Shem did not follow this prescription of the Arizal, that he had a very special way of doing it. We'll see a little bit more about how to do it. I'll be according to the Baal Shem Tov. So hoya kari ha-makri mitecha sefer Torah. So somebody, he would read from the sefer Torah, and he would have a Talmud who would recite to him how the targum of that. I mean, he wouldn't read it himself. It would be he wouldn't read it from the actual ksav from the chumash. It would be read to him, and then he would repeat after the metargim. So the Arizal did it pasuk by pasuk. So going to the top, let's see the second Mar Malkum here. Harav Chassid Rav Ram Ben Zion Meizlish, he said that he had a Kabbalah from his grandfather Rav Mordechai Meizlish, who was Makabel from Moshe Meizlish, who heard from the Balatanya, who heard from the Magid, who heard from the Baal Shem Tov, that he was Makabel from Eliyahu Navi. She'ein adam yoytze dechavasa bekriyas shnei mikra vechetargam, ella bekriyas kol pasuk upasuk shnei pamim, v'hashlishi targum davka. To do it pasuk by pasuk, and then to do the targum. This is fascinating. The Chida also agrees with this. The Shlach HaKadosh and the Marshal, however, were of the opinion to do so by reading the entire parasha once, then twice, and then the targum. The Gra, the Derech of the Gra and shnei mikra, was to do each parsha, the Hainu until a psucha or a stuma, by inyan. That it was by inyan that the Gra did Shnai Mikra Vechetagam. The Aruch HaShulchan, he paskined on this inyan that the Avi Kamar of it, the Avi Kamar of it. You know, it doesn't really matter how it should be done. And he says, had it mattered, then the Gemara would have taught us exactly how to do it. And the fact that it's sasum, the Gemara doesn't tell us, comes to show that everything is acceptable. But you see from here, from the Balatanya, for the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that the way that they did Shnei Mikra Vechetagam was pasuk by pasuk. regarding, again, just a little bit of the Mesiras Nefesh, which goes into it, because one of the inyanim regarding Shtayim Mechavech HaTagim is brought down by the poskim, is not to be mafsik during Shtayim Mechavech HaTagim. Not to stop, not to have any interruptions. In fact, it's brought down in Rebbe Pinchas, that Rebbe Pinchas Kartzer, that he says it takes tremendous Mesiras Nefesh not to be mafsik during Shtayim Mecha. And he said that there was once a sreifa in his home or in the town, or I forget exactly, I think it was maybe in his house, and he wasn't mafsik Shtayim Mechavech HaTagim. That was the Mesiras Nefesh which he had, not to be mafsik during Shtayim Mechavech HaTagim. On this inyan, however, the Aruch HaShulchan again says that it doesn't make sense why you should not be mafsik during Shtayim Mechavech HaTagim. If it's a Torah Dikah Halacha, so there's things you could be mafsik for. And he says, to be mafsik, there's no bracha, so why this should be a problem? So he says that it's really not Medina, it's just an inyan. And in fact, in Pnimius, we'll see why it's an inyan. We'll see why. It really comes from Pnimius HaTayr, why the Tzaddikim were mafsik. But regarding this Mesiras Nefesh, it's not to be mafsik. You see here from the Kitzur HaShla, that the Kitzur HaShla, he writes, not to be mafsik from the time that you start Shtayim Mikra. And he says, it's a tam nachum v'komos adavazeh. It comes from Pnimius HaTayr. You're right, Aruch HaShulchan is right. Alpi Halacha, it's hard to explain. But mitzad Pnimius, he says, there's an inyan. And he writes the Shla, v'kibalti mirabayseh, have a Kabbalah, that there would be no way to write on a small piece of paper, Ahuvai Rabbeisai Zarmit Moicha. You have to forgive me. Thus is the Ace Ata Nitmit Milus Kvaitchen Magen Redin. Then the Sidjan Mavri is Menish Redin Smishin. I'm in the middle of doing Shtayim Mechavech HaTagim right now and I can't be mafsik. So they would have a card that said, Shuldigs, I can't be mafsik right now. And they would put it in their Chumash, he says. And when anybody would want to speak to them, they would flash the card and say, I can't be mafsik right now. Again, you see all the different components here which take into Mesiras Nefesh into account. So, you know, for us, we begin and we stop, and Alpi Halacha, that's fine. But the Tzaddikim had an inyan, as we'll see a little bit, why not to be mafsik. Part of the Hesoderis, the inyan of Shtayim Mechavech HaTagim, is brought up by the Tzaddikim. And of course, we don't really know much about this. We kind of, unfortunately, see it as a schlep test to Shtayim Mechavech HaTagim. But the Tzaddikim had a big inyan in doing Shtayim Mechavech HaTagim patiently and properly. As you see here from the Likutei Amorim from the Chafetz Chaim, that he writes on the top of the page, Odeis Yedias HaMikra, he says, in terms of knowing what you're saying, everybody needs to learn Shtayim Mikra and to understand it as best as he can. It's an opportunity to learn Chumash. V'yitein leiv l'havin. To try to understand. V'as state. Aval imla hisigi di ayidei zeh. But if a person goes through Shtayim Mechavech and he doesn't understand what he's reading, mechuyiv lispoin l'adas v'az yeh nechshel l'shlamin mikra. If you're understanding, then good. D'belav hachi, but if not, imla hebi ma shomer ma shalamad, if you don't know what you're saying, lo nechshev l'limud klal. I don't know exactly what that means. It's understood from the Paiskin that you are Yotzei, if you don't know exactly what you're saying, if you don't understand the Targum. But the Chafetz Chaim is saying that it's Iker Chasam Yana Sefer, that the idea is that not just that you should be recited, but that it should be understood. It should be understood, which is why many do Rashi, the whole Shaila about Rashi and Targum, which is not for now. It's a very big kiddur to do Rashi as well. And some would also do the Ramban and the Archaim HaKadosh. But it's an inyan to know. You should know what's going on in the Chumash. You should have a basic understanding as a Tzaddikim bring down, basic understanding that you should know where Pesukim are in the Torah, and how do you know that if not for doing Shtayim Mechavech HaTagim? Take a look at the Beis Aharon. He says, Ein ze chiddush. He says, it's not a chiddush, lehisayir mizeh sheshoyim min davar chadash. It's not a big chiddush that if you hear a new zach in Torah, that it gives you a little bit of hisayiris. Aval ha'ikr lehisayir mikol davar limud. A person should be on the darga that whatever he hears in Torah, it should give him hisayiris. If a Jew has a real nekuda pnimis, he could take a hisremimus and a chiyas from everything which he learns, which he hears. You can get a chiyas for Shnayim Mikra too. Whatever you need, you can take it also for Shnayim Mikra. It's brought down from the Shlo, which is the bottom of Makom. Pay attention to what you're reading regarding the mitzvahs of the Torah. Whether you were talking about mitzvahs there, whether the Torah is talking about midos, darchei musar, he b'chol to elas asher yucha lahaitzi mikol inyan ve'inyan. Whatever it is the Torah is speaking about, try to chop something from it. And you give him a kayim, not just inyan Shtayim Mechavech, but also just Talmud Torah b'chlal, lumud u'dalam u'lishvur v'lasas u'lakayim. and he says a very nice sentence on the pasuk near mitzvah v'tayr or v'derech chayim tochachas maser. Near mitzvah refers to the tying mitzvahs of tayr. Tayr or refers to the sidus of tayr. And derech chayim tochachas maser is the musarim and the midos and toelios which come out of tayr. Whatever it is, whatever aspect of tayr one sees in the chumash and shnei mikra, he should chaper rainer to try to take something from it, to make his sayers out of nothing, like the Beis Aharon taught us. In fact, the Rishner, he told his children, he was mitzvah them, that when they do Shnei Mikra on Erev Shabbos, Sarech kol adam lehizbainim is a mitzvah o davar toiv hamuska b'parasha lokim ha'nei b'shleinim. If you see something which you come across, which you feel like you're struggling in that, and you're not being yotzei properly in that inyan, to be makabel upon yourself and reading the psukim, that from now on I'm going to do this right. I guess we can just mention here just a couple other stories, that the Or HaMeir, who was a Talmud from the Magen Min Mezrich, although we don't really learn his Sarim so much, but he was one of the great, great Talmidim of the Magid. He said that once the Chevraya Kedisha, Rav Shmelko, the Hafla, Rabbeinu Melech, Rav Zusha, the Kedushas Levi, and himself, they were all sitting outside the door of the Magid from Mezrich when he was doing Shnei Mikra. And something happened that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said there was a Hashkacha that the door opened, and everybody was able to see the Magid at the time of Shnei Mikra. And he says it was such a gilui atzam that the whole chevra that they ran outside because they couldn't be soivel the orb of the Magid at the time of Shnei Mikra. The Kedushas Levi, right? He started rolling on the floor from this gilui. And the Or HaMeir said, and he was the one of the tzaddikim who was a very big gavra and gvura. That was his Indian, gvuras. He said that my whole life I was careful not to show any outward hispilus from anything which I did. Except this one time when I saw the Magid of Shnei Mikra, I showed an outward hispilus and he had charat on that. So this story is brought down by Rav Tzvi Meir. And he said that, he brought in an interesting thing. He says, these were tzaddikim that they spent Rosh Hashanah by the Magid, Rosh Sukkot by the Magid, Shavuos by the Magid. And the Or HaMeir says that I was able to control myself all the time except the Shnei Mikra of the Magid. Comes to show that Givaldika is Ratzon and his Sairis, which was created by the Magid at that time. There's another story here about the Rashab. I don't have so many stories about the Rashab. I mean, we don't because we're not Chabadniks, but I'm sure there's many, many, many stories about the Rashab, but we don't see them too often in our, you know, in our circles. But there's a story that the Rayats told about the Rashab, that when he would be Maver Sedra on Erev Shabbos, it was a tremendous his Sairis by him. V'nishbechu d'mos mimenu mekol hashoymim. He would shed tears like rivers at that time. U'mirev ha-matzav ha-naira, and at that time, which is a tremendous matzav, he couldn't even do Shnei Mikra b'Ratzifus. He had to pause and take breaks during Shnei Mikra because he had such a hisayrus. There were certain times he was able to mamash complete in one sitting, but usually he couldn't. He would start it and he would stop. He would start it and he would stop. It was gevaldik. And he points out, this is also about the Ratzim Meir. He says, everybody knows the harifus, the mayach of the Rashab. Right? It was above all gidrei teva. Such a mayach like that. He was a baki otzim b'chol chalki atayr. But Shnei Mikra, right? He couldn't do it b'Ratzifus. He had to be mafsik, and we see the gevaldik inyan which he had by it. I think that's good for the pshat, though, that he had to bring himself to such a katnas and such a tzimtzum to do Shnei Mikra, that it was mamish, it must have been so difficult probably for a mayach like that to have to Shnei Mikra for targum. It could be that was could have been yisurim l'rayim for him to have to do it. But whatever it is, every person needs to do it and try to chap his iris with tzaddikim had at this time. Just a few of the myonim regarding Shnei Mikra, you see here from the Matan Moshe. He says, Shemati Hatam, the reason why we do this, Shnei Mikra Vechatagam, he says, it's connected to Torah, that the Torah was given three times. The first time on Har Sinai. The second time it was given was by Be'ayil Moed. And the third time was given in this week's parasha, Parshas Devarim, right? Moshe gave it over Be'er Heitev. Be'er Heitev, Chazal say, is the 70 of the Shinas. So since the Torah was given over two times, Be'mikra, and one time Be'er Heitev, so connected in the Sinai Satayra, we have Shnei Mikra Vechatagam. The Chassam Sefer here says, a different Vart, he says we know that there's Pardes HaTayr, this Pshat Remez Drush inside. He says, Shnayim Mikra, he says, is connected to Said and the Remez. Because the Said and the Remez is hinted to it in the words of the Torah. He says that the Pshat is Targum, because it tells you the Pshat and Pasuk, and the Drush is Arashi. So together, between Shnei Mikra and Targum, you're able to cover all grounds of the Pardes HaTayr, as I zok the Chassam Sefer here. Chassam Sefer has another Mahalach, which he quoted in different shurim. as you see here, the Chassam Sofer in his Perush in Chulin, he writes that the Inyan of Shtayim Mikra, he says, is to be Mevatel Chad Betrei. He says, because two times Mikra is Kedusha, and Targum is the Inyan of the Klipa. So therefore, two times Mikra and one time Targum is to be Mevatel the Klipa Chad Betrei. Bitul Chad Betrei, two by one. And in fact, the other tzaddikim say the same thing. As you see here, in the bottom of my makom, it's cut off, I don't remember who says it, but other tzaddikim say this as well. He says that, Bashtayim Mikra Vechatargum, you machriya lashana kodesh on the Targum. And this is going to be an important point for us. By doing so, since there are neshamas in the hands of the klipa, so by being machriya them, Shtayim Mikra Vechatargum, you're able to be motzi the neshamas from there. He says, that's pshat that the Gemara says, Targum shel Torah unklus hager amro mipi Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. This is gevaldik. What does it mean, mipi Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua? Right? Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, they would be mashlim the parish of Shtayim Mikra Targum. And through the Shtayim Mikra Targum, they were able to be motzi unklus hager, that neshama, from the klipa. So that's why he was the one who brought us Targum, because he comes from Targum. But I think the pshat is right there, is that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua is like Shtayim Mikra. Is Rabbi Elazar? That's one mikra, Rabbi Yeshua is another mikra. So between the two of them, that's called Shnai Mikra. And by doing that, they're able to be Maitzi Unkla Sager. So that's why he came along and he brought us Targum, because he comes from there. So Lani Estaiti, perhaps this is the pshat going back to what we said in yesterday's shir. We spoke about Shalom Bayis and Erev Shabbos. So the whole Indian of Shalom Bayis and Erev Shabbos is that the Shalom Bayis and Erev Shabbos is a hachana for the Chi of Oinah Talmud Chacham Balei Shabbos. Huh? It's a Mei Pinchas, right? Yeah. That's a Mei Pinchas. Yeah. So the Shnai Mikra Vechatagam, like we said, it's an Erev Shabbos Avodah. And the reason why it's an Erev Shabbos Avodah is because it fits into all the other Shalom Bayis and Yonah which are going on. The whole Indian of Shalom Bayis is what? Is that we're preparing Neshamas to be Maitzi Heilig Neshamas from the Klipa, because we know very, very great Neshamas like Unka Zagera in the hands of the Klipa. Like Davan HaMelech too was part of that Chevra. And by therefore doing Shtayim Mikra Vechatargum, it's a hachana for the whole Indian of the Leil Shabbos, which is just a lead up for the Ainas Tamil Chacham to be Moitzi those Neshamas. Chach Nir Lani Astaiti. The Svar Makdoshim also bring out not to be mafsik in the Avodah of Shtayim Mikra Vechatargum of Shabbos, because a certain malach is created, and perhaps this is the malach which is going to be Moitzi those Neshamas from there. And if you're being mafsik in the avoda, so it makes a kilkel on the malach and he can't do his job. That's also part of the sinim and pnimius why to do so. The Chemdas Yamim, I don't know who that is. Chemdas Hayamim. He says a remez, we know Shnai Mikra Vechatagam is Shmos, right? Everybody knows the Eilish Shmos Bnei Yisrael, Balaturim there, Shmos Shnai Mikra Vechatagam. We give a whole shiur about that, we sat to Shmai once upon a time, about how Shnai Mikra Vechatagam is an Indian in Yitzias Mitzrayim. But that's exactly the sinim. There are neshamas in Mitzrayim. I have to be motzi them. So why didn't Yaakov go down with Shivim Nefesh down there? Right? Because Yaakov is an Indian in Lashon HaKodesh, because his adversary is Lavan, who's an Indian of Targum, Lavan HaRami. Bilam is the Neshama of Lavan HaRami. He's the one who puts Yagar Sadus on the Torah. So Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim, where Bilam is, because he's really behind everything, behind Paro. So Shnai Mikra Vechek Targum is an Indian to be motzi Neshama Tzmiyad HaKlipa. That's why Shabbos is the Indian of Yaakov Avinu. Fine. So he says a nice remez here, Mipneseva Tokum Vehadarta is Vashiteva Shnai Mikra Vechatagam. Which is the mitzvah to stand up for Tamil Chacham. Mipneseva Tokum Vehadarta. And he says the Sofi Tevos is Misa. Comes to show you that if you're Mekayim Shnai Mikra Vechatagam, so you Zaycha Tarichas Yomim. Right? But if not, then Chalila, there's a Chiv Misa. Chiv Misa, he says. So I thought the same pshat just in the Remez, Mipneseva Tokum Vehadarta, Mipneseva, Seva is like a Lashon Shiva. Right? Like Shabbos. Lashon Shav. So Mipnei Seva, if you do Shnai Mikra before Shabbos, so then Tokum V'Hadarta. You're going to have a Kuma and you have a Hadras Panim. That's going to be an Inyan. It's an Inyan, an Erev Shabbos, like an Inyan. Mipnei Seva, Tokum V'Hadarta. I thought to say also that we find it could be that Moshe, we find that by Moshe, the Torah tells us that there are many tzaddikim in the Torah and in Tanakh that their names are repeated twice, like Avram, Avraham, Yaakov, Yaakov, right? But by Moshe was unique in that there was no psik in Moshe. It was just Moshe, Moshe. right? Moshe, Moshe by the snap. So the sinyan of Moshe, Moshe perhaps is an inyan of Shnai Mikra. Because Moshe is an inyan of Mikra, because he was the one who gave us the Torah. So Shnai Mikra is like Moshe, Moshe. It's that kriya. And perhaps that's the reason why you're not allowed to be mafsik, because since by Moshe there's no psik, so Mamela, Moshe, Moshe means that you're not allowed to be mafsik. So Moshe, Moshe is a two times Mikra, and the Echad Targum is connected to Bilam. Because Bilam is the one who's against Moshe. Because Bilam, like we said before, is Lavan. And Bilam is the person of Targum, Lavan Harami. So Shnai Mikra, Echad Targum is like two times Moshe connected Bilam. That's two times Moshe connected Bilam. And perhaps you could just remember, since it's this 3 weeks now, so we know that the Shnei Mitzarim, the Bein HaMitzarim, Shavasa Batamas, and Tisha B'Av, that's like Bilam and Balak. Bilam and Balak are considered to be the Shnei Mitzarim. They're the ones who tried to, we read about that parasha right before the 3 weeks, to show that those are the Bein Mitzarim. I said a Torah on this once, and I saw it later on, maybe the Imanayim said such a thing, but Balak and Bilam. So you see, just perhaps as a Rema said this also, that Balak is Beis Kol. That's the letters Balak, which means two times Mikra. And Bilam is on the other end, which is the Targum. The Indian is that since they saw Lo Ra Amo Bi Yisrael, Lo Ra Amo Bi Yaakov, Lo Hibit Avim Bi Yaakov, Lo Amo Bi Yisrael, Yaakov is the Kol Yaakov, so since there was no Pagam, so Mamela, it's Mehapech, this Klipa of Balak into Beis times Kol to be Maitzi from Bilam. But the Indian again is, according to what we're saying, is to be Maitzi Neshamas. The Indian is to be Maitzi Neshamas Mitzvah HaKlipa, goes back to the whole Erev Shabbos, Tikka Avayda. Okay, so we'll hold it at that. Hopefully it'll give us a chizak in the Indian of Shnai Mikra. It's something which needs a big chizak that we should be zeche to do so properly, b'siyat to the Shemayim. Okay. Good chance, everyone.